Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. Today I have with me my wonderful neighbor and sweet friend Leanne. Hey Leanne.
Hey Carrie.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad that you're on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, okay.
We sound so formal.
I know. Usually it's like, Leanne, help me. And she's like, okay, I'll be right there. But Leanne and I met, it was actually last year during the 2020 craziness, and she moved across the street from me and met her. She was outside getting her mail and my kids were outside being crazy, and we just talked about church and different things, and then our friendship grew from that.
Yep.
Leanne is like my sister. Like, everyone of my friends are like, oh my gosh, like, you and Leanne are like the same person. I'm like, I know.
I'm like her old soul sister.
Stop it. Leanne is young. She's hip. She's awesome. One time I actually hurt my knee and I took a picture of it. Leanne was a nurse for a long time, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And so she just helps with all the questions and everything I have. So
nah.
She's so patient with me.
Nah.
Leanne, you know, you actually have a really cool story about just trusting God and moving and everything like that. So can you kind of start out by talking about getting to a place where you go and be obedient, even when it may feel uncomfortable, or you have to trust God in the process of it all, not knowing what's going to happen or not knowing new people and different things? Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah. Well, it's been almost 2.5 years ago that the Oklahoma City office with Steve's company happened to have an opening. They called him and like, hey, what would you think about coming down here to work? And he was like, well, I got to talk to Leanne. We kind of talked about it. And I was like, you know what? Leslie and the kids live in Houston. We're empty nesters. And, I'm just thinking, why not?
Mm-hmm.
We could do this. So he accepted the position. He was super excited about it. But by saying yes, it meant that we left our hometown that we had lived the majority of our lives in.
Right.
Where we had a church family and a life group that we'd had for over 20 years. Friends that we'd had since childhood. And moving somewhere that neither of us knew anything about.
Yeah.
You know, we'd come to Bricktown once, but we didn't know anything about over here. So we decided we'd lease a house for a year to look and see where we wanted to be. And where I'm at was the last place I thought I wanted to be.
Right.
Oh, I'm not moving to Yukon, Oklahoma. Oh, no, 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 no.
Right.
But it was like that particular house came up and it spoke to us.
Mm-hmm.
And God's good. And it always works out.
Yeah.
You know, but the hardest thing was leaving all of that. Yes, the adventure of the new and exploring new places. And every weekend we would go on a new adventure somewhere.
Right.
And I would spend my days driving around, usually with somewhere to go, but mostly I didn't find it. So I was driving around a lot and just getting used to stuff. And then we moved over here into this house, and I was like, okay, it's winter time. As soon as it started not being winter, and I was like, oh, yay, I'm going to get outside. I'm going to meet people, go walking.
Right.
It's like, no, everybody stay home. And the whole world changed.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, I met Carrie, actually, I thought she was one of the kids with the kids running down the street, because I was like, oh, hi. And I thought, I'd like to meet your mom.
Yeah.
And we just got to talking. And then it was just talking, you know, and she invited me to her coffee chat with her friends.
Yes.
And I've met a couple other friends there, made some connections.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's been hard because with all the COVID stuff and not being able to go to a physical building of church.
Yeah.
It was like I was looking so forward to having that connection, to finding that connection.
Right.
And for us right now, that's just kind of on hold.
Right.
It doesn't mean that our faith is any less or anything like that. I mean, we know that God got us here.
Yeah.
And he got us here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know.
Leanne's so cute, by the way. Like, she wrote this paper and she was like, hey, you know, is this kind of good on my thoughts? And I was like, yeah, that'd be great. But you had mentioned, you know, that someone came up to you and was talking to you after you said that you were going to move. And they said, you know, that you have such a big heart for people. And it's hard for you as a nurse, you know, for so many years that you were a nurse. And just you're a caretaker. And to be cared for, that's not something that comes easy for you.
Well, it was at our going away party. And this is one of the most godly women I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was all teared up, and, you know, I had never really seen her very teared up. And she said, I just pray every day I could be more like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, because you're a very quiet, very kind, very sweet woman. You want to be like me? Mm-hmm. You know, and she said, you're the most benevolent person I know. And I was like, okay, I got to look that up again.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And she goes, no. You're the first person to step up and say somebody needs something or I'll do it.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. And it bothered me. Up until recently, that bothered me. And it shouldn't have, and I realize that now, but it felt like I was being called out for doing the right heart thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I really should have taken that more as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to be more like me?
Right.
I thought she was the most benevolent person. You know, she's like, no, I pray every day to have a heart like yours. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, it took me by surprise, and yeah. I really didn't have a response.
Yeah.
And now I would have a better response mm-hmm. that, well, you know, I do exactly what the Lord lays on my heart.
Right.
Or thumps on my head. Right. Sometimes it's that.
Right.
But just... And a lot of times I speak before I think. Mm-hmm. So usually I say, oh, I'll do that. Oh, I'll make a casserole.
Right.
Hey, it's the Baptist way. If you don't have a 9x13 pan, you cannot be part of the women's group. If you don't have 3 casserole recipes
That's
in your
right.
repertoire, you're not going to be hitting it with us. So, you know, I mean, it's just.
And what does that word mean?
Benevolent.
Yeah.
Thinking and giving to others first.
Mm.
That, you know. Putting others before yourself, always giving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I'm so selfish.
Right.
I'm so self-centered. That's not me.
Right.
You know?
I mean, we all have that thought, too, you know, like, about ourselves.
But, I mean, just recently it was that, and this is going to sound silly, but when you would call and say, oh, I fell and I hurt my knee, you know, this, I'll be right over.
Yeah.
And it gives me a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It fills my heart with joy to love on other people,
mm-hmm.
whether it's helping you when you're sick or hurt. Hey, I made cookies and I want y'all to try them before I send in this recipe.
Right.
You know, or I made a big pot of chili or whatever it is.
Yes.
And please make me not need it again.
Yeah.
You know, something like it just, that's my love language.
Yeah.
Acts of service
mm-hmm.
are my love language.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, whatever, but it just, it comes so naturally to me. I've never thought of it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, looking at some stuff. When I was trying to choose my word, this has been coming around, but choosing my word for this year, which is perspective.
Yeah.
Thinking about last year, oh, it was the crappiest year ever, this, or in perspective, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with my husband. I got to spend a lot of time reflecting.
Right.
Or around my home.
Right.
We were cooking more. We were, you know, little things meant more.
Right.
And I came to appreciate being able to go to Walmart and finding the exact toilet paper and Clorox wipes I wanted.
Right, right.
And I didn't feel like I was, in some country on bread rations.
I know.
And I appreciated
mm-hmm.
little things I had, and I figured out things that weren't important.
Right.
So it's in the perspective
yeah.
of, you know, yes, children were home. They lost time in school.
Right.
on the plus, families were together.
That's right.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, oh, well, wait a minute. I've had the wrong perspective.
Yeah.
On this word and this compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't do compliments very well.
Yeah.
That ain't my thing.
Why do you think we do that, Lan? Like, why do you think we don't take compliments well, or it's hard to take?
I'm not sure. I think it makes me uncomfortable because it's like somebody's putting a spotlight on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And to me, it should be the norm.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes me uncomfortable because then I think, why do you think this is such a big deal? Why aren't you doing it too?
Right.
Why is this so surprising to you? Now, if I came in with flame red hair, yeah, you can be real surprised about me.
Right.
But, you know?
Right.
Doing the right thing should not be the exception.
Yeah.
And it is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I want to be that example to people.
Right.
That you can hold the door open. You can say please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to kill you to step back and let the person behind you with three items go in front of you with your big old basket of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's little bitty things like that add up in your total day. So let's say you're going and doing your errands, grocery store, you know, all that kind of stuff, and you hit three places.
Mm-hmm.
Going in, you know, someone stepped in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Scratch, scratch, scratch. You got a basket that had a crappy wheel on it. I get the same one in Walmart every time I'm there. I think it waits for me to kind of goes, push me.
Yeah.
Push me. You know, and so you're going through there. You're trying to get stuff off of the aisle, and people are shopping in groups.
Right.
And they have to go, elbow to elbow, not front to back, front to back.
Right.
And they don't do the traffic rules of which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there I go. I'm a bop. So you've encountered all those.
Uh-huh.
You didn't find everything you wanted. Then you had to wait in line.
Yep.
Then as you're going out, a car almost hit you in the crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, 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 wah. Okay, that's one place. Let's say you went to three places. By the time you got home, you would be so angry, and I would be so angry, stiff, and this. But if it was, okay, well, I didn't catch the light. Well, that gives me a minute to pray for XYZ.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, oh, wow, do you see all those tulips over there? Oh, you know.
Right.
Something positive. Someone, you know, you got that cruddy basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that just means I'll go faster and be louder.
Mm-hmm.
And people will look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, they don't have what to look for. I'll just go down the other aisle.
That's good.
That kind of thing. And, and it's, I don't think that's a Pollyanna attitude. I used to think it was.
Right.
That, you know, I've been told, oh, you live in this fantasy world. You're not really that happy all the time.
Yeah.
No, I have sad moments. I have mad moments.
Right.
But I don't dwell on them. They don't define me.
Right. You don't choose to live there. And I love what you said, too, about, like, shifting your perspective. Because if you make all the red lights, it's like, God, like, you get frustrated. And you're like, God, why am I getting all the red lights? But then instead of doing that, like, shift your perspective and say, okay, I'm going to be thankful for XYZ. I'm going to have a happy attitude in the grocery store when the grocery cart squeaks or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Or, you know, you're walking along. If I'm in a bad mood, say whatever, and someone's being a Karen or Brad about something, then, you know, I am so awful that I will look them straight in the eye with a big old smile and say, I really like your glasses. Oh, that's a nice shirt.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, they will speak back. Other times, they just look at you like lost your mind.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too, but you know that that's going to be on their head.
Right.
From then on, like, my glasses?
Right.
You know, or something like that. And
you
don't know if that'll make a positive or it's just going to tick them off more. Either way, you win.
Right.
You know? It's a bonus either way.
Right. Well, and, you know, with that, I mean, Jesus, you know, people would say stuff and he would, you know, say or comment back or whatever, you know. And I think the world tries to get us to respond a different, or react, I'll say it that way, react a different way, and then God wants us to respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a big difference between the two, because if you react, you're just kind of using your flesh and kind of going off that. If someone makes you mad, you kind of get mad quickly back or say something snarky back. But if you're responding, you think about it a second, and like you said, instead of kind of coming back, if a Karen or somebody comes after you, and you know, instead of saying something smart alecky, say something kind and choose a different response.
It helps you more than you think it does.
Yeah.
But it does help the other person.
Oh yeah. For sure.
You don't, I mean, I learned this a long time ago, that you don't have to have someone say you're sorry to forgive them.
Yeah.
If you don't forgive them, that's on you.
Right.
And that will eat you alive.
Right.
You don't have to have them say, hey, I'm sorry, and acknowledge and things like that. What good would that really do?
Right.
It would just rehash everything.
Right. And I think sometimes we want so badly for that closure almost, like when someone does you wrong and they don't say sorry, you want that closure. But sometimes you just have to allow God to kind of close that door for you and just on your end, forgive them and just say, okay, like, I'm going to choose to forgive them, because if I don't, it's just going to be something that I drag with me everywhere I go. And it just makes you sad and broken and all those things, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. But, well, so what is God kind of doing in your heart right now in this season you're in?
Steve's getting ready to start on a project in Ada.
Yeah.
Which is like an hour and a half or more from here.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be staying down there during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go back and forth a couple of days here, a couple of days there. But it's been 20 years since he's traveled.
Right.
And when he was doing that, Leslie was a child and was at home. When she was little, we just traveled with him and lived in a hotel.
Right.
You know, it was a great adventure mostly.
Yeah.
But it's going to be different because I have a house to take care of. We've got garden planted and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just be gone all the time.
Right.
And so it'll be different, not kissing him goodnight every night.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about it.
I know.
Some are good, some are not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling you, that I was thinking, hey, I can eat whatever I want and watch all the trashy TV and Food Network I can handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
just trusting God in this new season. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to keep him safe and keep me safe. And
that's right.
I mean, it's wonderful. I thought about the other day that the fact that we have such a strong marriage.
Yes.
And we both have a strong faith.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of this, like, someone who is younger and they're newly married and their husband's going out of town, going to be out of town 5 or 6 nights a week.
Right.
And they'd be like, well, wait a minute. What'd you do all evening?
Yeah.
You know, and that, there's none of that there.
Yeah.
It's sad that anybody would think that, but it's just like, oh, okay, well, you'll be back home, and then we'll enjoy this. And
right.
I'll have a list of stuff for you to do. And
right. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, being in a new season of just change and different things, you know, our family's kind of going through that, too, with different things and just trusting God and all of it, you know, and the unknown and the new adventures. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and Steve and I have been through several seasons of that and just having to put our faith in God and, okay, what do you want us to do? And then something pops up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's like, okay, wait a minute. Did I pop that up or did God pop that up?
Right.
And so do you think, okay, am I questioning what God's doing? No, I'm questioning if I did it.
Right.
Wait a minute. All right. And then it's just like, clear your mind.
Yes.
And just feel.
Yeah. Because like there was a, in 2017, I was a youth pastor and I felt like God was calling me to leave that and kind of focus more on the podcast and writing and speaking and all that stuff. And we went to one church and I know why we were there, and then we went to another church. I know why we were there, and now we're back at the church I was at. And it's kind of interesting, but you guys, when you're on the other side of, like, kind of when you're in it, it's almost like you can't see what God's doing. But then when you get on the other side of it, you're like, oh, I see how God brought us through this and this, and how he connected us to these people and these people, and why God, you know, like, when you guys were, or before you moved across the street, I really prayed. I was like, Lord, I want some good neighbors, good Christian neighbors. That's what I prayed for, is good Christian neighbors. And, you know, that first talk we had out there, and Leanne was talking to me. I told her I was a youth pastor, and she was like, oh, I used to cook for, you know, my church, and went to Falls Creek and helped the kids and stuff. And we just clicked instantly. And Leanne is hilarious. Like, there's more on one occasion that I have probably almost peed my pants because just talking to her.
I make myself do that too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I had to pause the podcast for a second and ask Leanne this, but Leanne shared this story, and it is absolutely fantastic, hilarious. I love it so much. Leanne, would you please share your funny story that you shared with all of us that made me almost pee my pants?
Absolutely.
Okay, go for it.
You know, you just got to love yourself. And you got to enjoy every minute. And you got to be able to laugh at yourself, because there's a lot of people going to laugh at you. So, one Saturday, Steve had to work. So, I ordered my groceries from Walmart for a 7 o'clock pickup. Saturday morning, I was going to get my day started right. Get up, get stuff going, got some jam on my radio. Go to Walmart, pick up my stuff. I'm coming back down Northwest Expressway. Mind you, it's 7:05-ish in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there rocking out to Luke Bryan. One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, shot. And I see someone frantically waving at me out of my left corner of the eye. Like, bro, you went. So I rolled down my window, and he's like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, one margarita, two margarita, three margarita, shot. And suddenly I hear, whoop, whoop. Yeah, that put a damper on that song. So I went ahead and I pulled into the parking lot, and was like, and mind you, all I was going to do was go pick up my groceries. Pick up my groceries. I have on flannel pajama pants, a hoodie, and a ball cap. And I'm not even sure I'd brush my teeth. So he's like, are you okay? And I said, yes, sir. I am just trying to get going on a Saturday morning. And it was a really good sign. He goes, yeah, all right, we'll be safe. And I'm like, okay, just no matter. Before you know who it is, don't tell him one margarita, two margaritas.
That's right.
But yeah, life gets real.
Oh, yeah. I can totally, like, picture you doing it, too. I think that's why it's, like, just so funny to me. Like,
well, I was dancing it, too.
I know.
So when I'm hollering margarita at 7 o'clock in the morning.
To a police officer.
Yeah. Are you coming in from last night? Oh, are you heading out early for it?
Oh, goodness. Like,
if he only knew.
You're so funny.
I haven't even hit Dr. Pepper yet.
You're so funny. Yeah, we do. We have to laugh at ourselves. I think, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier, in 2020, although it was like a horrible year in a lot of ways, you know, honestly, it was a gift in a lot of ways too. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to the basics of eating at the table together, which my dining room table, you guys, is full of crap right now, basically, because I have all the stuff from writing my latest book to my husband's stuff for work. And so there's all kinds of stuff. But in 2020, we ate around the table all the time, mm-hmm, and together, and took walks and slowed down a little, mm-hmm, bit. And I think that's the biggest gift of all. Now, also, like you said, the perspective of being thankful for church, being thankful for Walmart and the squeaky cart and all these things, you know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us need to focus on and shift our perspective on the good things.
Well, and last year, May 6th, I had a hip replacement.
Yeah.
It had been put off for several months because of COVID and everything. And I was first told that Steve could go with me into the hospital and be there when I came out of recovery, and
right.
then he'd have to leave the hospital.
Right.
The day before, when they called for me to come in, they said, "No, he'll have to drop you at the door."
Mm.
So I'm like, "Okay, I'm going in for major surgery."
Right.
You know, and I'm going to be there by myself.
Right.
I'm going to have to be my own patient advocate. I'm going to, you know, which I'm pretty good at that, but,
right.
you know.
Right.
It was just the comfort of having him there.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
he makes me safe.
Yeah.
And so when I went to do that, and I was so upset and just freaking out and praying before all of it and thinking, okay, the sooner I get up and I walk and I do this and I do this, I can go home.
Right.
And that was on Wednesday, and I came home on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was determined
mm-hmm.
that no way.
Mm-hmm.
And then after being home for 3 days, with Steve being home for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
I figured out that I better get my butt up and get it in gear because he has to go back to work, please.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I needed my house back. I needed my by myself time back.
Right.
Because I was used to being home alone
right.
all the time. And here I was in the hospital. And then now here I am with him.
Right.
And, you know, home health PT coming. And I'm like, I need everybody out of my business.
Right.
And, you know, but in the perspective, I think I got better quicker.
Right.
I saw that I was much stronger and more resilient than I thought I was.
Right.
I found a strength that I didn't know that I needed.
Yeah.
And it helped.
Yeah.
You know, so I became very, very thankful.
Yeah.
For all of those things.
Oh, yeah.
And that I didn't have to have my nose swabbed back to my throat again.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Before I went in, while I was there, before I let you
right.
know. And I'm like, in the past, when we were in Broken Arrow, we'd lived there all that time.
Yeah.
And our daughter was still living at home, or when she was married and lived in Bartlesville. I mean, when I had my knees replaced or something
right.
else, I had them there.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking about that those surgeries and how horrible it was.
Right.
And how thankful I was to have them there.
Yeah.
And then, oh, just dreading that I was going to be home alone and this. And,
right.
And then I was like, God, please get me through this. I don't know how to do this. Everything's changing right now.
Right.
And am I going to be able to take care of myself?
Right.
And I had told Steve that I was really worried that after the hip replacement, they might want me to go to a rehabilitation center.
Yeah.
And I said, promise me that will not happen.
Yeah.
I'll be good. Let me come home.
Right.
And, you know, that's one thing I really, really prayed about, that I want to be strong enough to live in my own house.
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was tough, but I had a strength that I didn't know I had.
Mm.
And I don't think it was my strength.
Right. It was God's strength.
And he was making it. He was answering my prayer.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, well, this is better.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Right.
And it's, you have that moment.
Yeah. The aha
so,
moment.
Yeah. And yeah. so, I mean, that kind of set things in motion for me.
That, oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
You make changes. You adapt. It'll be okay.
Right. And the reality is, like, everything here is temporary. I mean, where we live, relationships, I mean, everything here is temporary, but the one thing that remains, the one thing that nobody can take away from you is your relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely.
And
there are people that will try.
Oh, yeah.
And those people are guided by the devil.
Right.
And he's always trying to knock in.
Right.
He's always trying to chip away. Is that, you know, like a little kid where you have just this little piece of wallpaper that's kind of peeling, but not quite. It's kind of a bubble.
Right.
Pretty soon, it's got a hole in it. It's a little piece. Now you have to repaper your wall, your dining room.
Right. Right. Right.
It will chip away at you if you let it.
Yeah.
Or if you go, ooh, I kind of like that little bubble in the wallpaper.
Right.
Oh, it busted. Oh, well, that's okay. It's just a little hole. It's a scar. No big deal. I'll leave it alone.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I've been watching that TV show Chosen lately.
You told me about that.
Yeah, and I love it. And if you guys haven't checked it out, you need to check it out. There's an app. You can watch it for free. It's also a ministry, so I encourage you guys to like donate to them for doing this. But the word of God is getting around the whole world, and it is around the whole world. And the TV show actually, it shows the perspective of the disciples. And so each of them kind of, you see their personalities come out and everything like that. And I love Peter. Peter cracks me up. He is like the emotional disciple. And like, you see this kind of camaraderie between Jesus and Peter and how they kind of like, I don't know how the relationship was. And I just loved it so much. Hmm. But yeah, you guys have to check that out. That's just kind of carries a little 2 cents for you, you know, and because like it gives you a different perspective, you know, and
I know
it is. It's your favorite word. And I was even telling Leanne this morning, just kind of some things I was thinking about. And she was like, well, I understand, but then think about this, you know, do this. And I love that. And I encourage you guys, if you don't have those relationships in your life where someone can tell you, hey, like, I see where you're at. I understand. I appreciate where you're at. But let's not live in that space forever, yeah. You know? I mean, it's our flesh. I mean, we have to go in those spaces sometimes. It's just how we are, you know, sinful creatures. But we can't live there. We got to live in the peace of God. And how you do that, you guys, is simply trying to have a relationship with him, you know?
Well, I look at it, too, as your life is your kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you didn't ever do the dishes.
Right.
If you didn't wipe off your counters.
Right.
If you didn't take out the trash.
Right.
It's just building up and building up and building up. And yes. Pretty soon, you have no use for it.
Right.
So, you know, if you keep it clean.
That's right.
And you keep it in a livable state.
Right. Right.
A calm, livable state.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, your kitchen is you. You're, you know, in that perspective. Or so, yeah. Your bathroom.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
My kitchen is my thing because I cannot stand.
Oh, dirty kitchen.
Dirty dishes. I know. Dirty kitchen.
I know.
Anything I know. That smells.
Oh, yeah. You're like, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
So, I mean, I try to relate.
Yeah.
My feelings or what's happening to something tangible.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know if that's the right word, but something that I can visualize.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm not just thinking it.
Right.
I'm a visual person to where I have to go, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
If I didn't do the dishes and didn't, I wouldn't want to go back in the kitchen.
Right.
Pretty soon I wouldn't use the kitchen at all.
Yeah.
Well, how is that helpful?
Right.
How is that positive in my life in any way?
Right.
Suck it up, buttercup. Go put stuff in the dishwasher and wipe stuff off. That's why you got those special Clorox wipes that you like so much.
That's right. That's right.
And
yeah.
And if I, yeah, spend a lot of time thinking like that, you know.
Yeah.
And, but it gets me to my good place.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. And if we don't, like.
And if that doesn't work, I just take a long hot bath.
There you go. I love baths. You guys, I want you to understand something, too. God does not ask you to be perfect. He does not ask you that you have to check off these boxes to come to him. He wants you to come as you are.
One box.
Right. Just come as you are. And kind of going back to Chosen, just for a second, I just really want to uplift that ministry. But Jesus picked the ones that people would pick last. You know? And I feel like, you know, sometimes I felt that way where God called me and I felt like I was very unqualified. I felt very insecure. My perspective was not through the lens of Jesus. It was through the lens of me, you know, broken me. And so I just want to encourage you right now, if you're in a place where you're kind of like, Lord, I want to come to you, but I've messed up too much, or I'm not, you know, I listened to Leanne's story and I want a heart like that too, but you know, I don't feel like I am that way or whatever it is. Please don't let that hold you back from coming to the Lord, because he sees you, he loves you, he's made you unique. And you know, we all want a heart that helps people. We all want a heart that pleases the Lord, but each of us is a work in progress. My grandma was 99 when she went to go be with the Lord, and I asked her, I said, "Grandma, like, what advice do you have?" And she said, "Well, I'm still learning." At 99 years old, she is still learning, and we all are still learning. We all need to grow. We all need to shift our perspective on Jesus. And it's easy to get caught up in the news. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and everything in this broken world. But if we can just shift our perspective, be the light, extend help if someone needs help, or an encouraging word if someone needs encouragement, like, that's what we need to do.
And especially grace.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of us need a lot of grace lately.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think the hardest thing sometimes is, like, to give ourselves grace, you know?
That's easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we would all quit shouldn't on ourselves.
Right.
We'd be a lot better off, you know. Well, right. Well, I should have done this, and I should have done that, and I should have been here. That's the past.
Right.
Don't dwell on that.
No.
Be thankful that you have a tomorrow.
That's right. That's
or today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Leanne, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today and making me laugh a lot. And I just appreciate you. I hope you all enjoyed the show. I had so much fun with my friend Leanne. She is hilarious, and I just appreciate her. Stay tuned for more bloopers and funny things at the end of this show, and I know you guys are going to laugh a lot because that's exactly what these bloopers are. We just laughed and laughed and laughed. God bless you guys. Bye. Resume.
Okay. Oh, don't get snorting. I won't be able to stop.
Okay. If you guys...
Don't look at
if
me.
If you guys were here, you would you would have seen just how silly we are being right now. But well, I excuse me. Pause. No. I think we're gonna have a blooper part of this show. I love it. Yeah, we're gonna have bloopers at the end of the show. but I thank you. Resume. Whoops. Okay. Wait. Really.
Really must make you really mad at this. Very distracting.
No. No.
And I'm really not over here making funny faces.
No, she's just hilarious. Like, I can't. That's why I think, too, like, during this interview, I've had to look at the wall because I just start laughing. She makes me laugh. Okay. Lord Jesus. Okay. Really.
Take the mic.
Yes. You guys.
Jesus, take the mic.
Take the mic.
Mic drop.
Okay.
And truly, I have water and she has coffee. Plain O. We did have biscuit with blackberry jelly earlier,
yes,
so that could be it.
That was so good. Shout out to Redbird. It was good.
Oh, don't get me in a wheezer.
Okay. Sorry. So, whew, la la la. I just want to say.
I must be full. It's coming back out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I just want to say thank you. I can't look at you.
See, I look so strange, it makes her laugh.
No.
It's kind of like, look this way.
No.
Walk this way.
I can't.
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to close my eyes. Ooh, Lord. Okay.
I call that an ab workout.
Yeah. I should have like a 12 pack.
A little bit of abs.
There you go. There you go. Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Okay.
Are you still paused or are you still going?
Oh, it's still going, but I can edit. Okay.
You're going to end up with like 10 minutes for that.
Oh, don't pee. Look at me. I'm going to pee. Okay.
You're going to make me hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I
can do it. Pull it in, woman. Pull it in. That isn't helping.
I can't. Okay.
Again, Jesus, take the mic.
That's right. Whew, Lordy.
I'm still hot. It just comes in flashes now.
Ooh, Lordy. Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you so much. Okay, I gotta like not. Whew. Okay. Okay.